Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Saudi Arabia marks landmark aircraft deal with Airbus. A delegation from Saudi Arabia and Germany, including diplomats, business leaders, media representatives, and officials from the Saudia Group, today visited the Airbus manufacturing facility in Hamburg, Germany. The visit is in anticipation of Saudi Arabia's ambitious plans for the aviation sector and represents the largest investment in the Saudia Group's history. In May, the Saudia Group signed a deal with Airbus, the largest in the history of Saudi aviation, to purchase 105 aircraft. The deal includes 54 A321neo aircraft for Saudia and 51 aircraft for Flyadeal, consisting of 12 A320neo and 39 A321neo aircraft. With the completion of the aircraft deliveries, Saudia's fleet will become one of the most modern in the world. Saudia Group Chief Marketing Officer Khalid bin Abdulqadir Tash explained the details of the group's aircraft deal with Airbus. It supports the group's strategy of connecting the world to the kingdom and contributing to achieving the goals of Vision 2030. It will positively impact sectors such as tourism, entertainment, international sports events, conferences, and the Hajj and Umrah sectors. The deal will establish the group as a comprehensive aviation system that enhances local content and manufacturing capabilities, including enabling Saudia Aerospace Engineering Industries, SAEI, to conduct all types of maintenance. Additionally, Saudia Academy will play a crucial role in training personnel to operate aircraft according to the best international standards. The Saudia Group is achieving its ambitious goals of connecting the world to the kingdom and enhancing the kingdom's long-term strategic objectives through the Airbus deal. The agreement solidifies the Saudi aviation sector's leading position in the region and globally. The significance of this deal lies in its contribution to boosting local content, strengthening manufacturing capabilities, and creating diverse opportunities for entrepreneurship in the kingdom, directly contributing to its sustainable economic growth. The aircraft deal exemplifies Saudia's comprehensive investment strategy, emphasizing localizing expertise and training individuals for specialized professions. The initiative aims to foster innovation and growth across different aviation industry sectors, including manufacturing, logistics, technology, and artificial intelligence, AI, thereby contributing to local content valued at approximately 2.5 billion reals. Furthermore, the deal facilitates the participation of small and medium-sized enterprises in the kingdom in Airbus supply chain, enabling and qualifying them for involvement in the industry. Introducing a large number of aircraft into the operational system will help the current supporting companies expand their businesses and lead to the creation of new companies, thus promoting entrepreneurship in the kingdom. SAEI, a subsidiary of the Saudia Group, will become an authorized center for maintaining these types of Airbus aircraft in the kingdom, the Middle East, and North Africa. Additionally, the Saudia Academy, a subsidiary of the Saudia Group, will play a crucial role in qualifying competencies according to industry standards to operate and manage flights for this number of aircraft. In order to enhance economic cooperation between the kingdom and the European countries that produce Airbus, the deal paves the way for new opportunities in economic collaboration. The agreement will contribute to the growth of these countries' economies, particularly in Germany, through increased investments and the creation of direct and indirect employment opportunities. The deal also embodies the shared vision of partner countries to enhance cooperation in various fields and contributes to building bridges of friendship and mutual respect. The Airbus plant in Hamburg is one of the largest aircraft manufacturing facilities in the world. It encompasses various company sites, including a spare parts center, design offices, production sites, a final assembly line, and a training center. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.